At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal Emergency Management Agency coming under fire for its very slow response in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Nonprofit groups like Samaritan's Purse, Salvation Army, and others appear to be providing more disaster relief services to the victims than FEMA. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the federal government simply is not delivering essential services.
The point is, where is the federal government when we need them the most? And we need to thank God for Samaritan's Purse and organizations like them. But we also need to be able to say that our tax dollars are going to be used for our own citizens when they need it.
In the meantime, the death toll from the hurricane in several states has reached 227, but sadly, officials say that number is likely to climb. Also at SRNnews.com, a new court filing reveals new details about the extremely sharp disagreement between Donald Trump and Mike Pence following the 2020 presidential election.
The special counsel's court filing last week offered a detailed look at the exchanges between then-President Trump and then-Vice President Pence. For weeks, Trump pressured his VP to stop the election certification in Congress, telling him people are going to hate your guts and think you're stupid if he failed. When Pence said he didn't have the authority to change the outcome, Trump berated him as being too honest. The disagreement led to a falling out between the two men. Greg Clugston, Washington.
200,000 affordable housing units could disappear in the next few years. Those units were built with the federal low-income housing tax credit, which gives developers tax credits in exchange for keeping the rents low. This is SRN News. A college volleyball team decides to draw the line.
The women's squad at Boise State has decided to forfeit a game rather than play a team that includes a man. Idaho Governor Brad Little says the school did the right thing in opting not to play San Jose State, sending out a message on X that reads, quote, "We need to ensure player safety for all our female athletes and continue the fight for fairness in women's sports." A growing number of women's sports organizations are coming out against males on female athletic teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Radical Muslims who control Afghanistan targeting women with a series of new laws. Among them, they ban women and girls from attending school beyond the sixth grade, denying 1.5 million females access to education. Afghanistan is now the only country in the world to ban girls from both secondary school and college. This is SRN News. Well, California will soon help end an everyday household debate.
The debate over whether the food in the fridge is still good to eat. The state is the first to ban food labels such as sell-by or best before under a law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. There are more than 50 different date labels, but the information largely does not relate to food safety. The new law will require the use of best if used by label to signal peak quality and used by label for product safety. It will take effect July 2026. Misleading food label is the driving cause for more than 6 million tons of food waste in California. John Scott reports.
The owner of a water buffalo that ran loose in Des Moines in August, pleading guilty to for having an animal at large. The man was fined $105. Animal was treated for a gunshot wound after being shot by police during the chase. More details at SRNnews.com.